RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Ushuaia. Ushuaia, the southernmost city of the world, is located at the south end of Argentina, on the big island of Tierra del Fuego. At 2,377 kilometers away from Buenos Aires in the Beagle Channel, the city name is a borrowing from the Yamana native people and means the bay overlooking the west. Within a majestic framework made up of seas, forests, lakes, and mountains, Ushuaia is an attractive city bearing an important service infrastructure, an elegant trade center, and a growing social and cultural activity. The 23 square kilometer surface refers to the only Transandean Argentine city, capital of the province of Tierra del Fuego, the Antarctic and South Atlantic Islands. Gabriela Celeste Stickler, tourist guide since 1982 at the tourist office, tells us why Ushuaia is an attractive destination for tourists. To the north, Ushuaia limits with the Magellan Strait, baptized after its discoverer, the Spanish Adelantado, who was trying to find a crossing that linked the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Tourists coming to Ushuaia must know they will see the sea, forests, lakes, mountains and rivers, and an ochre-hue landscape in autumn.
Hoy se respira viento sur, ese que nace del frío. Horno de barro calienta el sol de los lugares perdidos. Vuelve la calma de tu voz con la corriente del río. Manto de cielo sobre el tendal, teje tu nombre y el mío.
Attracted by the natural mysticism of the geography, tourists from all over the world come to Ushuaia by cruises that set anchor at the port during the summer season. Others land from planes that link Ushuaia to the rest of the world. Some of the attractions of the city of Ushuaia can already be appreciated before landing. When arriving by plane, passengers fly over the Beagle Channel, the site of the Marshall Glacier, one of the recommended excursions, surrounded by the last leg of the Andes mountain range with its ever-snow peaks, welcomes the tourists. Some of the excursions recommended by Gabriela are the museums of the native peoples, the Yaganes or Yamanas, or Selknam, in the northern side of the island, the Alacalufes and Cahuéscar in the Chilean area, and the Hoche in the Mitre Peninsula. The end of the world jail, where highly dangerous criminals and political prisoners were kept, is now a tour for the visitor to imagine the extreme conditions borne by the prisoners. Another must in our review is the train of the end of the world that took prisoners to the forest where they did jobs for the prison and the community. To arrive by plane at the international airport in Malvinas, Argentinas, in Ushuaia, is already an awesome experience. To the right, a few minutes before landing, the Marshall Glacier, the last leg of the Andes Mountain, the Beagle Channel, and the bay in which the city cradles. The Marshall Glacier circuit can be made by taxi or by walking along one of the two existing trails. There is the log cabin tea house and a mountain refuge before the 40-minute walk that takes visitors not only to the glacier, but also to a privileged site of the bay and the Beagle Channel. The city tour takes tourists to visit the museums of the native peoples of the region, to know the history of the place. Yamanas, the inhabitants of Ushuaia, Selknam in the north side of the island, Hoche in the Mitre Peninsula, and the Alacalufes in the Chilean side. The Museum of the End of the World, also one of the most recommended places to have a quick go-through history. The jail, opened from 1904 to 1947, offers guided tours to discover the cells where famous and political prisoners were held. Once we complete the jail tour on the way to the National Park, we find the station of the train of the end of the world. The train runs along 4 kilometers with an audio guide, and we are told it was used to take prisoners to work in the forests. Another way to reach the city is by sea. The cruise season in Ushuaia starts by mid-September and ends at the beginning of April. These true majestic floating buildings take passengers eager to know the city, to go on tours and hire excursions. In the evening, bars such as the characteristic Dublin pub becomes real international centers like the casino or any of the restaurants in which tourists gather to taste the typical dishes of the region, such as lamb, hake, and spider crab. Visitors can go to the Dublin pub to share a chat, a drink, or dinner with tourists from different places of the world while listening to different languages being spoken. The restaurant menu at the casino in Ushuaia offers the most typical dishes. Lamb from Tierra del Fuego, bred at the rural countryside of the island where quietness blends the animal's meat. The black hake, an Antarctic fish caught deeper than 1,000 meters depth. And the spider crab, a crustacean larger than a regular crab whose meat is quite tasty, making it a famous dish the world over. Thank you. Ushuaia counts on two recognized lighthouses. One of them, the San Juan de Salvamento Lighthouse, built in 1884 on the Isla de los Estados, which inspired the novel The End of the World Lighthouse, written in 1901 by Julio Verne, remarkable French writer, poet and dramatist. No doubt the plot takes place at the Isla de los Estados, since the Ushuaia Lighthouse had not been built by the time the novel was published. The other lighthouse, Les Éclaireurs, is located on a small island in the middle of the Beagle Channel. Built in 1920, it can be watched only from a vessel. Another attraction, 18 kilometers to the north of the city of Ushuaia, is the Valle de los Lobos, the Wolves Valley, that bears a water mirror known as Emerald Lagoon. The location captivates the tourists due to the landscape surrounding it, especially sportsmen of trekking and camping. Let's listen to Gabriela Steckler, our guide, who recommends three visits to us. While touring the national park, visitors must reach Cerro Huanaco to enjoy a panoramic view of the place and watch the condors after a three-hour walk. The next step has to be at Lake Asigami, from where the Darwin Mountains in the Chilean side can be appreciated. And finally, Bahía La Patalla, the La Patalla Bay, where bird watching is also an activity. One of the nearest places to visit, just meters away from the Ushuaia port, is the Islas Malvinas Square, a historical monument of the year 2000 along the city's seaside. The square holds a mural in which the names of the soldiers fallen during the Malvinas War had been carved. RAI, the Argentine radio to the world, presented Ushuaia. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Matías Herreza Igor. Your host, Miriam Turcula.
Tampoco. Me voy porque aquí se me debe. Me vuelvo porque allá tan loco. Sur o no sur. Sur o no sur. Me voy porque aquí no me alcanza. Me vuelvo porque no hay esperanza. Me voy porque aquí se aprovecha. Me vuelvo porque allá me echa. pero ya no sé cuál es. Me voy para la luna.